Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is calm and clear. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild evening while Jerusalem sees cooler temperatures. Haifa experiences a warm night, perfect for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today, Israel and Hezbollah renewed a ceasefire following recent tensions. However, the IDF maintains its presence in southern Lebanon. Also, in the past hour, Walla reports that U.S. intelligence warns the Trump administration about potential actions by Prime Minister Netanyahu that could disrupt the peace agreement. Also this hour, the Forward highlights that Jewish groups are quietly opposing Trump's Iran deal, though with less fervor than in 2015. Separately, Axios notes that the U.S. claims the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire is back on, delaying U.S.-Iran talks. And finally, JTA reports that Ben & Jerry's Israel has launched a new flavor called Milk and Honey, celebrating Israeli resilience, following a previous boycott conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Falk Ophir, a commentator, retweeted a post just under an hour ago expressing gratitude to Call. Spencer, emphasizing the IDF's efforts to minimize civilian casualties amid propaganda against Israel. Aaron David Miller, a Middle East analyst, posted earlier today that Iran is patient but aware of Trump's urgency, aiming to leverage this to influence Lebanon and widen gaps between Trump and Netanyahu. Open Source Intel, an analyst account, mentioned that Israel and Lebanon are set to return to Washington next week for further discussions, as reported by Israel Hayom. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the renewed ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah comes after recent hostilities. The U.S. and Qatar mediated this through Tehran, acknowledging Iran's sway over Hezbollah. This development aims to reduce immediate tensions along the border. Turning to the Waller report, U.S. intelligence suggests that Netanyahu might act against the peace agreement. The Washington Post cites current and former officials expressing concern over potential destabilizing moves. This raises questions about the future of U.S.-Israel relations. Meanwhile, from Forward, Jewish groups are voicing opposition to Trump's new Iran deal. Unlike the 2015 deal, their response is more subdued, reflecting a strategic shift in their advocacy. This could influence U.S. policy debates on Iran. Separately, Axios highlights the U.S. announcement that the ceasefire is reinstated. This comes amid ongoing conflict, which has temporarily halted U.S.-Iran negotiations. The delay could affect diplomatic progress in the region. And finally, JTA reports Ben & Jerry's Israel's launch of Milk and Honey. This product symbolizes resilience following an attack on a kibbutz. It reflects a broader cultural statement amid past boycott efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, according to CTEC, the Electra Real Estate CEO stated at a recent conference that the U.S. rental housing market is a prime investment opportunity. The company manages substantial assets, including Israeli interests. Separately, Globes reports that falling bond yields could lead to lower mortgage interest rates. This shift may benefit home buyers in Israel, given the common use of government bond yields as mortgage rate anchors. And finally, Walla Business reveals that Cornell University is investigating a student who rejected a job offer due to the employer's Jewish identity. This incident has sparked significant discussion on campus and beyond. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.